Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Morning Extra, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m., only on Extra 106.3.
Morning, y'all. Thank you for being up with us on The Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, Front Office Los, and Flounder 2. My name is Tug. I want you to know I did something this weekend that I'd never done before, and everybody had told me how wonderful it was, and then I did it, and I didn't think it was quite as wonderful as everybody else.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this.
We were driving back up from St. Augustine, a trip down to Flagler College with my son Jacob, and we promised him on the way back that we would stop at the Buc-ee's in Waycross.
Yes. Oh, you got sucked into that.
Got sucked into it, let me tell you. He was over the moon because he's been a few times. He loves it.
I love it too.
In there and lit up like a Christmas tree. I felt heart palpitations. I felt anxiety. It was like walking into a Costco the day before Christmas.
Yeah, it's one of the busiest places I think I've ever been in. There's got to be, 20,000 gas pumps and 7,000 bathroom stalls. It's an amazing place, and yet everybody is there. But that jerky wall, man, that's worth stopping alone.
I didn't even see it, man. I literally walked in and tried to, like, I was getting bumped in. I felt like I was in a pinball machine. I was getting bumped into Lowe's by every person that was around me. And I couldn't wait to get out of there.
There's a lot going on in there. I will tell you that my daughters, they went and had their first Buc-ee's experience probably about a month ago. And both of them were wondering, why have we not stopped here in the past? The bathrooms are so clean.
Well, now that part was good.
That's part of it. And you know what? For somebody who travels quite a bit, I will go ahead and take a little extra time for a clean bathroom.
Yeah, let me tell you, though, I've never seen a place so packed and busy. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock somewhere around there at Waycross, Georgia. And Jacob, like I said, was in all of his glory. Laura, who my wife, who just doesn't even care for Costco whatsoever, she was like, "We got to get out of here." And she gets like claustrophobic, you know. That stuff typically don't bother me, but I couldn't move. There were so many people I couldn't move. I couldn't see anything.
It's worse during breakfast because when everybody comes through and they hit all the breakfast counters. And again, if you're into morning breakfast somewhere, they do it as well as anybody. Again, I don't partake, but my kids you can set up the entire road trip by just going and stopping by Buc-ee's, letting them get their stuff done, and they're good for the remainder of the trip.
And I'm the Buc-ee's fanatic. I got the Buc-ee's T-shirts.
No,
I love it.
Thank you.
But Alicia is, like, she's got a sixth sense. Like, we could be driving, and she's like, "Hey, I think there's a Buc-ee's around here." I'm like, "No, there's not." And then you find out they're 4 miles away. She's like, "Let's go."
Oh my goodness, she loves
walking around. And it was funny because the first time I was like, "Okay, we got to stop at Buc-ee's." And she's like, "No, why?" And I'm like, "It's like Home Depot, but a gas station. They got everything inside." She's like, "Yeah, no, that doesn't sound interesting." Now we can't go anywhere without her saying, "Hey, we got to stop. We got to go to Buc-ee's. We got to go to Buc-ee's."
I don't get it, man. I know everybody's like that. I know I'm in the minority here. Like, everybody loves it except me and my wife. But I will never, ever, ever, never again.
No,
put myself in that situation.
That's so funny.
Well, give me a Love's. Give me a Pilot. I'll take any of them. Just to not have that many. And, like, getting in and out was a challenge, you know, with, like, literally getting into a gas station or a gas pump and then getting out and then moving the car over to get into the store that was jam-packed and then getting out. Dude, it was more hassle than it was worth.
Yeah, you know what? I get your anxiety behind it, though, because you really can't walk in there without trying to get around someone, being pushed by someone, or running into. I mean, it literally is like Costco, like you said, except they're like, "Hey, free ham for everyone today," and everybody just shows up.
Oh, hey. Seriously, who doesn't love some free ham?
Yeah, that's the way everybody acts at Buc-ee's. Like, they're just running around. Lord. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, but there are no lines in the bathroom, so what are you going to do?
Women
get it no matter what.
there was no line, and to Lois's point, the bathroom was clean. So if I could take anything away, that was it. Jacob grabbed us a bunch of, they were probably brisket sandwiches, right?
Yes.
And, like, Laura didn't even want one. But so let me tell you what happened. She ordered chicken fingers or chicken strips or whatever. at the counter. Okay. And she said, they told her, your order number is 615 or whatever. and the number right after they handed her that was like, number 420. And she was like, I'm never going to get this. So she was like, Jacob, just grab me whatever y'all got. We'll pay for it up front. And then as we were walking out, they're like, order number 415. Whatever. Yeah. So her order was done in the 30 seconds it took us. And they went through like 200 other orders.
Chick-fil-A.
That's right. I guess so, man. They were quite efficient.
Everybody looks at you while you're in there kind of like, is this your first time?
Yeah.
Because when you're looking bewildered, you're not sure what to do, everyone's like, oh, it's his first time at Bucky's. Oh,
how cute.
It's his first time.
I mean, the food is good. It was good. They have those almonds, too, like the candy-coated almonds.
Jacob got the cashews.
So good. Okay, there
you go.
He got
the candy-coated cashews.
Yeah.
But I don't like cinnamon, so he has me to try one, knowing that I don't like cinnamon. And they're dusted in cinnamon. I was like, these are terrible. He loved it. He ate the whole bag. He thought it was the greatest thing ever, and then got to laugh at Dad for being like, oh, my gosh, now I got nothing to get this taste out of my mouth.
That's funny.
Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, everybody's weekend was okay. Everybody's good. Everybody's all right. I know Lowe's watched F-Boy Island. He finished that this morning.
I had to finish it. My wife watches that on a regular basis on HBO, and she turned it on last night. It was like the last thing that was on before I went to bed, and I got about halfway through it, and I just realized all these people are really bad people. They're all very attractive. Very attractive, very bad people. But I then had to get up this morning and realize, like, I missed the last 20 minutes because I went to sleep at, like, you know, about 9:15 last night. So I had to see who won. My F-Boy Island in for the year.
You know, it's funny, Carlos. So we took your recommendation, and I told Alicia, and she's like, what is it called? And I told her. And then she goes, so Carlos watches this? I said, yeah. And then we started watching it. We made it about 7 minutes. She's like, what is wrong with him? Is he okay? Or does his wife make him do this? I'm like, yeah.
My wife loves the summer. Bad shows, the summer love shows where it's they're looking to find love on a deserted island. Yeah. Again, she's the Frau. She goes right into that and she's like, oh, she's looking to find love. Oh, I can't wait to watch. Yeah, she gets sucked into every one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
We should do our own reality show. We take a bunch of Republican women and then a bunch of, you know, like, liberal men. And then, you know, you have to see if they can get together.
The likelihood of that happening is
we'll never have a match. We're the only love reality show where nobody ever gets hooked up.
Well, if you can get them a whole bunch, like all of them with abs, abs seems to kind of blind everything.
That's the thing.
When you watch F-Boy Island, you're like, there's a lot of abs, and there's a reason why you're like, you shouldn't be with that guy. But you know what? They both got abs, so they're both like, oh, hey,
how you doing? Good. Okay, so the abs, so I guess then, since I have no abs, I'd be, good thing I got married a long time ago. I'd be out of luck.
If it was you, and you were in some island, and she's wildly liberal, and you're like, but she's got abs. I know she wants to abort babies up to the moment of birth, but she's got abs. Oh, my, overlook some of these things.
Right. You're sick. I'm on a deserted island.
I understand you want to spend all of my money in the interest of, new deal, but you have abs.
Yes.
You
got abs. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, so you're like me. You have one big ab, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, they say some have the six pack, some have the keg.
That's right. I don't even drink beer and I got a keg. How does that even work? That doesn't even make sense. Goodness.
Like, you want the reward.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. If we're going to do something, goodness. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. We can jump into my headline now. And since we're talking about things being so stinking expensive, and you know what? Where do y'all want to go with this headline this morning? We got three to choose from. Who's going to vote on this?
You know what? I would even start with just the Reduction Act passing.
All right, yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest deal that happened last night. We all saw it coming. Yeah. Once we knew, okay, they're going to go ahead when it's Sinema, and obviously Manchin decided we're going to roll with this thing. We all knew. Here's what it's going to happen. It's going to pass through the House, and at that point, you will have one of the biggest spending bills during a recession that we've had in our country's history.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's hit this intro off for RBM of Atlanta and get started.
RBM of Atlanta presents My Headline with the Morning Extra.
Rhino, take it.
All right, yeah. Obviously, we know now that the Senate approves the spending bill, and that's what this is, more of a spending bill than anything else. But, you know, the bill, let's break it down real quick. So it allows Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices. That's not always a bad thing. I don't mind that. Requires big corporations to pay a minimum 15% tax on profits. That's the one that's going to really affect us, and we'll talk more about that as well. Of course, the Affordable Care Act gets another 2 years, and subsidies will be allowed for another 2 years. And then, of course, tax incentives to help with climate change. Now, the funny part about that is, number one, Warnock, this is our fault, by the way, guys. This is all our fault. These are Trump conservatives. Right. We were, and I understand it, none of us wanted to go to the polls, but none of us voted down ticket. And all of a sudden, instead of having someone like David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in there to make sure that something like this didn't happen, we now have Warnock and John Ossoff. And in fact, Warnock even said, thank you, Georgia. You made this possible. Mm. That's something that should come back to haunt him as much as possible.
Boy, talking about a thumb in the eye. That's exactly what that is. But you know what? To your point, you're right. Look, my family, we went out and voted even in the runoff. We did what we were supposed to do knowing that something like this could happen. And I don't understand anybody. I really don't understand anybody that says, you know what? I'm just not going to go vote in that runoff. It's just not that important to me. I do not understand your point of view.
But I think there's also a mentality, and I was part of it. I went and voted off in the runoff, yet I felt like it didn't matter.
Maybe
it was just because not the rest of y'all are coming along with me, or listen, you just played games with this thing several weeks ago. I firmly believe you're going to play more games with this thing.
And
so that's how I felt with it.
No, I understand that. But at the same time, if you don't go out and vote, then it's 100%, Rhino, that this is going to happen. 100%, and it did.
Yeah, it sure did. And you know what? I mean, now we have to take a lesson out of this, that we can't do this again this year. We can't sit back, no matter what the numbers say, no matter what people say. We have to look and say, okay, this is exactly why Herschel Walker needs to replace Raphael Warnock. We need to make sure something like this doesn't happen again, because it is really, really bad right now. Because this is going to, as much as the Democrats love to say, it's for our children, well, this is going to destroy our children, destroy their futures, and destroy a lot of industry that we don't even want to look at or think about. And a lot of Republicans here in Georgia are really upset about it. And when you look down ticket, I talk about Tyler Harper running for agriculture commissioner. This is a guy who knows what he's doing when it comes to agriculture. One of the big things in this is trying to get people off of nitrogen fertilizer. This is going to destroy farming. This is food security at stake now. Even Kelly Loeffler, she jumps on with Tyler Harper, goes down and visits with him and talks about it as well. They know that this is the new disaster. That's what Governor Kemp is calling it. And he's absolutely right. We cannot spend our way out of inflation and debt. This is going to be something that is going to strap Americans. It's going to cost American jobs. And it's not a good deal. And we really have to say, hey, we got to get back to the polls. We have to make sure Raphael Warnock doesn't become the senator once again. And we got to remember, too, they're going to use Medicaid coverage in Georgia as a weapon against the Republicans. But what you need to remember, that Sinema took this out. She didn't want a part of this. It was actually voted down 94-5. That's not all Republicans, okay? There were only 5 Democrats that actually voted to keep Medicaid coverage in Georgia in and underneath the new health law, Obama's health law. So they're going to try to blame Republicans and say they're the ones that kept Medicare out, but it's not really that way. It's actually everybody tried to keep, Medicaid coverage out.
Well, understand the destruction that the liberal communist is always after, and it doesn't matter if you're in a recession. We all know this is a poor idea, yet because of their religion, which is destruction, and to basically have themselves at the top of all society with just their party and their party alone, they are more than willing to do something where we all go, well, that really hurts your reelection chances in November. They don't care.
Matter.
They don't matter. It doesn't matter. What they got their religion accomplished. Their religion is destruction. Now they get to move on and say, okay, we're going to be voted out of power, but when we get it again, we'll do the exact same stuff.
You know, to your point, in this morning's Los Angeles Times, there is an article saying that they're asking President Biden now to declare a climate emergency. They're not even content with the destruction that they just passed. Now they want more, right? Give them a rope. They want to be a cowboy.
Well, understand this. When a sitting president announces an emergency, the amount of powers given to him under the Constitution grow immensely,
right,
where suddenly you can just implement all sorts of different things. Now, many of those can be wildly illegal. Many of those can be challenged by the House. The problem is, will this House ever challenge a sitting president based from his party based on an emergency? That is a very slippery slope. Maybe we'll get into it a little bit later this week, because the history of what has gone on when a president declares an emergency, at times you can suspend a lot of your rights.
Of course. Well, I mean, that happened during COVID, right?
Yeah, it absolutely did. And then they were all unconstitutional. And when they went to courts, all of a sudden every Biden idea got overturned one way or another, including the entire deal with OSHA. So it's really interesting. What I do find funny as well is that a lot of the provisions put in and tax incentives to help with the climate change include restrictions on EV makers. And one of them that's going to be affected is Rivian, who will get no money, no tax credits or incentives from the federal government to manufacture their vehicles, because their vehicles are priced way too high for the average American citizen. So it's kind of funny how it continues to hurt Georgia and the companies that are here in Georgia. What's that mean? Well, we're promising jobs. We're promising job after job from these EV makers. And guess what? They're not going to be able to do this. They're not going to be able to offer those jobs. They're actually going to have to cut jobs. And we've seen it all around the country. Yeah, they've already cut them. And the Amazon vehicles, and they're not being delivered. Like, this is a huge problem, and this is not going to help whatsoever. There's no such thing as inflation reduction when it comes to this. Even the CBO says, nope, it's not going to help at all.
That's when you know it's bad, when the CBO is like waving their hands and they're like, guys, wait.
Yeah.
This isn't what you think it is. This isn't going to help. This isn't going to do anything but make inflation worse. This isn't going to do anything for the climate, except, and that's the other thing, right? They keep like with the LA Times declaring a climate emergency, and they want to use whatever means necessary to shift away from fossil fuels. And in the article, nowhere in that article do they say, oh, hey, what are we shifting to? Because nothing is in place to shift. And it goes back to Los's point that it doesn't matter. It's all about the destruction of freedom.
And understand this. So you had Congress back in 1976 decide we need an emergency act in order to basically say, if a president declares a national emergency, here are the limits of his power. The problem is that if you want to curtail some of whatever he decides, if he decides to call it a climate emergency and enacts that power, it takes 2/3 of both houses in order to get that emergency taken care of. That's not going to happen. We can't eliminate it.
Yeah, and when Bernie Sanders, who is the climate champion, talks about this bill and talks about how it's a bad bill, that's a huge problem. But there's a good reason why. So don't take his words and use them too well, because I'll tell you why he's kind of misleading with his comments.
When we come back, Nancy Pelosi's trip to China caused some war games. But are they really war games? That's the bigger question. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. Download the app. It's the best way to listen, because you can listen live and on demand wherever you get your apps. Just search for Extra, X-T-R-A, 106.3 FM Atlanta.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Has Bidenflation made your bank account smaller than our signal? We can't increase your bank account, but we can increase the signal. Download the Extra 106.3 app now.
Get it free wherever you get your apps. XTRA 106.3 FM Atlanta is what you search for, and that way you can listen live and on demand. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. My name is Tug, along with Rhino and Carlos Medina, front office of Lowe's. Flounder's in the house this morning, too. 404-741-1230 if you would like to jump into the conversation. So I spent this weekend in Florida and literally could not keep up with the Braves. You know, couldn't watch them anywhere. Like, you know,
that's okay.
Well, yeah. Well, see, seems like it turned out not in our favor. But, yeah. You know, I was keeping up as closely as I could on my phone. But unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to watch because, you know, when you have like a streaming service, they shift you. Once you go down to Florida, they shift you to watching Marlins or you know, the Rays or something. So we tried to listen on the Fan app. But we're in Florida, so it's geofenced and you can't. We had no connection to Braves Base, and literally we would go, when we'd go to dinner, they'd be like, hey, do you have the MLB package? Want to watch the Braves
MLB play? TV, yeah, man. That's the way to do
that's
it.
That's exactly right, man. Goodness
it's on sale
gracious.
Now, too, so you might as well jump in and grab it.
It is kind of funny that you mentioned that, just because the bar across the street from our Florida residence,
mm-hmm.
I actually have it saved into their TV. Yeah. They have a smart TV, so my MLB TV is over there. So every now and then when I get over there and I'm just like, hey, can you put it on MLB TV? Like, we don't get that. I'm like, yeah, you do. Trust me, you do. Mine's still saved in there.
It's under awesome. Carlos.
It is. I was going to say, my account is still on that TV.
Seriously, man.
Look for my little avatar. It's a picture of my face.
Dude, you should get some sort of credit just in case,
I'm like, congratulations. You can watch any game you want to.
In the world.
On MLB TV.
In the world.
Let me tell you, you didn't miss much. It was very disturbing to see. Not even the offense not producing as much as possible. We'll have to give Ronald Acuna Jr., he stepped up. He had a really good series against them, so at least he did what he needed to do. But some of the other Braves offensively just didn't step up. Matt Olson, I think I could have seen a little bit more out of, but it was the errors. The errors on the infield that you don't normally see, and just these infield hits. It was so frustrating. I wanted to throw something at the TV the entire time. I was getting so upset. I'm like, how do we not make these plays? Come on, guys. You know that the Mets, look, they are a fast team, and speed wins, man. Speed kills. It's something that you really need to combat when you're playing baseball, and it just didn't happen. And you know that they are a team that gets a lot of these infield hits. Oh boy, did they make us look silly this entire weekend.
Oh, that was all of Saturday, Sunday. Thursday and Friday, it was long ball. Obviously, the Mets had the three homers early on Thursday. The Braves came right out and put an eight spot on the Mets. But then the weekend, and Rhino's basically giving you a very succinct feel of it, they didn't hit the Braves hard. They were doing things like, even yesterday, the game busted open because there was a ball down the line that hit the third base bag and shot over Riley. I mean, just things like that just don't typically happen were happening all weekend for Saturday, Sunday.
Goodness gracious. And with the errors that I remember my son, as we're driving in the car, like he's watching, I guess he's got just like the Braves website. It's almost like on the ESPN app where you can just kind of watch the dots. And it'll spell out what's happening. And he's like, "Oh, Dan's been with another error." You know, and he's in full meltdown. And like, we suck. We're terrible.
This is
awful. Thankfully, we got seven more games with them, and they're all here at Truist. So hopefully,
no more trips to New York. They're all here for the next two series. And again, you got 2 months. It's six and a half. Just do your thing.
Yeah, just keep playing good ball. I guess after this weekend, you got to actually start playing some good ball. But
You got to play good ball against the teams that, you know, you really need to be on the, you know, your best game, and that's what you have to do with the Mets. I mean, this is a good team. I mean, the Mets team is different than some of the teams in the past that we watch fall apart towards the end of the season. Let's hope that they still have some kind of curse on them that they fall apart, but that team looks really, really well stacked. I mean, they have a lot of good players. It's going to be a tough battle, and, you know, I mean, in all honesty, we need to look at maybe making this wild card and then making a run at that, because this Mets team looks so good. I don't know if we can rebound after this five-game set.
I'm not ready to say that, but you got, like Lowe said, you got 2 months left. I'm not sure that that I'm ready to throw in the towel quite yet, but I would like to
Scherzer
see him play.
Scherzer was good. Yeah, man. He looks great.
There's not many times that he doesn't look great. So.
Except for those two eyes. They drive me nuts. I can't deal with one blue eye, one brown eye. I just can't look at him. It's scary. He's like a Terminator out there, and then he's throwing 100 miles per hour until the seventh inning. I'm just like, I don't like this guy. I don't think he's a real man.
That's right. He is.
Like, I think he's a computer.
He literally is a Terminator. He is an android. Goodness, this is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. China has started some war games in Taiwan, shooting missiles over Taiwan, and all in response to Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan that ticked off the Chinese. So I go back and forth, y'all, because I do believe we cannot just let China dictate what we do. We have to have some sort of strength. We have to have some sort of appearance of strength, because right now we have none. Joe Biden has none. No. So it takes an 81-year-old woman who Los calls Grandma Vodka.
It's Grandma Vodka.
You have to go over and shake things up.
And assert American power overseas.
Yeah, yeah, right? So maybe she was drunk, so she didn't fear. You know, no. When you lose your inhibitions a little bit when you get much in you.
The discussion point was, well, I mean, Republicans go over there. Why is everyone having a hard time? Because this person is third in line to the presidency. This is the most powerful person we've sent there in the better part of three decades. And you're doing it while the Chinese are wargaming out at sea. If you want to talk about something that I don't want to say it's to the level of Cuban Missile Crisis, where you're talking about parking nuclear missiles 90 miles away from the United States. But it isn't far off when you start talking about the tensions in the area and the fact that if there is one thing that happens, some provocation, it's entirely possible to get World War III out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It's not even really Nancy Pelosi's fault. Let's be honest. The problem isn't that Nancy Pelosi wanted to go there. What we need to do is, and what we've always done, is say, hey, Taiwan, you're able to assert its independence because we got your back. We support you. And it's similar to the way that we're supporting Israel. We need to support their independence. The problem is not that Nancy Pelosi went over there. This is a woman who spoke against China for a long time, especially when it comes to human rights violations. The problem is that Joe Biden and the rest of the White House said, hey, the military thinks it's not a good idea right now. We don't think it's a good idea right now. They don't show support. And like Tug said, we need to be strong on this. If Biden would have come out and said, hey, Nancy Pelosi's going there because you know what? We believe that Taiwan has the right to assert its independence from China. And they didn't do that. They did not embrace her trip. In fact, they talked bad about her trip. And you know what? Republicans are right. This was the wrong time, especially if you have a weak leader like Biden that doesn't allow the strength to say, because I'll tell you right now, Donald Trump would have said, yep, we're sending someone over there. They're going over there. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to show you that Taiwan is going to be independent. We're going to have the trade with Taiwan. We're going to continue to work with them and we will protect them. And then China wouldn't be able to stand up against us. But the fact of the matter is this, we're so weak, China has no fear.
And you are talking about having the 7th Fleet in the region along with 80,000 troops. Mm-hmm. This is a powder keg. This is something where everybody has to mind their P's and Q's and act accordingly, because any wrong misstep here and you could have something really tragic go on. And again, the Chinese are saber rattling. They're going to it. But you understand, too, they've already declared they want Taiwan back by 2050. OK, they're in this for the long game. Yeah, we've got a multitude of administrations that are going to roll through, and it just takes weak ones in order for them to take Taiwan back.
We have right now is exactly right. And the other thing is that I don't know gets talked about enough. If you look at China's new aircraft carrier, the one that they deployed, it is an exact replica of the most recent U.S. Navy aircraft carrier.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
We happen to educate them. Yeah. Then they go back to China with our stolen information, intelligence, and then they replicate what we do.
And Rhino brought it up, too. It's probably not going to be some sort of attack. Like you can see it, like a war type attack on a ship or on you know Taiwan specifically, it's going to be a cyber attack, and that continues even when we don't have any idea that it's happening. And they're taking our information. They're taking our designs for aircraft carriers. They're taking our designs for even solar panels. I mean, the solar panel that they use today was stolen 25 years ago from a U.S. company, and that U.S. company is now on the verge of bankruptcy because the Chinese can sell what they had to spend money on R&D, and they just take it and go with it and run with it and sell it for much cheaper, and it kills the U.S. as far as if we're looking at so-called, because obviously it's not really green energy, but so-called green energy, and that screws us too. So we're losing on every front, it seems, with the Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time. Listen, we did it with Gold Star. It was the company that invented the VCR. The next thing you know, the Chinese say, oh, that's a great idea. We're going to make it better than what you did, and we're going to make it cheaper, and we're going to put you out of business. And that's exactly what they did. My biggest concern, again, though, is that this is something that we really need to pay attention to, because they even said China put it out there right away, and the USS Reagan is out in the sea right now, and it's touchable by China, and they put out there that they have hypersonic missiles that, you know, just in case there was something, and they made it a little bit obscure, but we knew what they were talking about because it was basically exactly where the USS Reagan was at that time, and they're saying, yeah, we could hit it with one of these right away. So they're playing games with us. I think that Donald Trump talked about it this week. Well, I know he talked about it this weekend at CPAC, but I think he was 100% right when he said that Nancy Pelosi played right into China's hands because now they have an excuse to do whatever they want to do or were going to do. Now they have an option to say, hey, you guys came over here. This is no time for complacency. That's exactly what President Trump said, and he's absolutely right. Again, I don't think it's Nancy Pelosi's fault, but the fact of the matter is we have no strength as, in a leader here in the United States. Biden is being, you know, kind of flippant with his response to this, basically saying that, you know, hey, he's trying to play both sides of the fence.
Yeah,
really.
What would you expect out of him?
Yeah, well, exactly. So, but you know what? I mean, that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. She played right into China's hands. They set this up. This is a problem. And he even said, what was she doing? Everything she touches turns to. And then, you know, of course, the expletive came after that. He didn't say it, but the rest of the crowd did. But that's exactly what's happening right now. She probably should have. I don't blame her for wanting to do what she did. But the timing and the fact that she had no support from the leadership of her party, that's a huge problem.
What remains to be seen. And we've seen this when it comes to like North Korea. When North Korea starts spouting off, we just kind of go, okay, yeah, great. Good luck. I've seen your economy. We've seen your weapon technology. Yeah. Not really all that concerned. It's different with the Chinese. And so you wonder when they say, hey, we're going to do this or we could do this, is that them saber rattling or is that them asserting their own strength and saying, just so you all know, we can do this to you. And I think you have to take them at their word. Again, the North Koreans, when they say some of the stuff they do, whatever. The Chinese, I think you got to take it a little more seriously.
That's a different story altogether. And there's a fellow at Stanford University, Orana Schuyler Mastro. He says he is convinced that China is really planning and in the early stages of a Pearl Harbor style attack to invade Taiwan. To your point earlier, they said they want to have it done by 2050. So if you have someone at Stanford who is of Chinese descent saying, look, this is what is coming, they are brewing this thing up just like a Pearl Harbor attack. Can you imagine what the United States is going to be faced with if that were to happen? And you wake up on, you know, Monday morning, whatever date, and the first thing you see on TV is this incredible invasion and this attack of Taiwan, and the entire world, because the U.S. is the gold standard for everything.
Yeah,
the eyes are going to be on us, Rhino. What is your response? What are you going to do? And we have to do something, because if we do nothing, it will further weaken the United States.
Yeah, I mean, you really need a strong leader to stand up at this point and kind of stand up for Nancy Pelosi at this point. And maybe it is her, because you know what? I mean, she wants something out of this. There's a reason that she decided to do this at the time she decided to do it.
Yeah, which that's what actually makes me question all of it. But I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's the point.
Yeah, and I think it was a move to tell her, hey, and to let Biden know that they don't support him in 2024, that he is a lame duck president, and that he is not strong enough to lead this country, that she was the only one who really had the Pelosi's to go out there and stand up against China by visiting Taiwan. But I think it's a wrong time to play politics with this, because like Carlos said, this is a really, really dangerous situation. This is, I mean, someone's finger's on the trigger right now. They're watching their keeping an eye on everything, and they're deciding what they want to do. It could be saber rattling, but at the same time, it could be a warning of what they're actually showing us their strength, saying, hey, this is us, and guess what? This is with the capability that we do have, and we have a guy who's saying, well, our military doesn't think it's a good idea right now. No, sir, you're the president of the United States. You need to get out there and say, hey, listen to me right now. We have the weapons that can destroy every weapon you have. If you think this is a good idea to challenge us, you're absolutely wrong.
This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Download the app. That is the best way to listen. What in the world is it? Are we in like the Twilight Zone?
That's our my headline.
The music beds aren't working.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, well, we'll do our best without them. Morning Extra and Extra 106.3.
He's playing the xylophone.
So I couldn't tell what was that. Like, I thought it was a, you know, those cell phones that, like, they ring like that? They kind of have, that's what I thought it was. I was like, who's cell phone?
I thought I was going to have to, like, break down something critically, like some sort of weird news segment. I was like, what does Founder want from us?
Seriously, man, I got nothing. It's early on a Monday morning. I got nothing.
I thought it was Shut Up Rhino.
Oh, my goodness. No way. All right, when we come back, the one person you would not expect to be speaking out against or criticizing the new Inflation Reduction Act, a.k.a. the new Green Deal, the Green New Deal, rather. And we'll explain who that is and talk through it next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Your home for conservative news and talk in Atlanta is Extra 106.3 with Tug Rhino and Carlos Medina live every morning from 6 to 9 a.m.
Kevin Harvick broke a 65-race drought winning at Michigan. He took the lead after a restart at lap 166 of 200 there at MIS and wins the Firekeeper Casino 400. You heard it here on Extra 106.3. And if you ever miss NASCAR and want to find it, you can always find it with us right on the radio, on the app, or at 106.3 and 1230. So if you're a big NASCAR fan, this is the place where you can listen to it. Good for Kevin Harvick. Man, it's been a minute since he won.
So I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious. He's now got 59 victories in the NASCAR Cup Series. That's 10th most all time. I did not expect that to be a stat that I read this morning.
Yeah, I mean, look, he ran real well for a long time and was winning race after race after race for a while and had a great team behind him for quite some time. And I know that they haven't really been there this year, but this is a good racer. So it doesn't shock me that he's 10th all time.
Yeah, right. But it blew me away. It just seems like, I mean, I know he's been around a while, but it just seems like one of those newer names. You know, you don't equate all-time NASCAR, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, you think Dale Jarrett, or Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt. I know, you know, it, names like that to be in the all-time, but 10th all-time, Kevin Harvick.
Bill, exactly.
It just didn't stand out to me. One thing it absolutely stood out to me was the criticism of the Inflation Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders levied against the Biden administration when he said, this is not going to help.
He's calling it the so-called inflation act.
And he's right, Lowe's. That's the thing. Like, you look at this, you're like, well, it makes no sense. And you've got an avowed socialist who's saying this makes no sense. When the socialists are, like, waving their hands, you know things have gone wrong.
Rhino, we talked about this last week when the Wharton School of Business from Penn scores this thing and says, yeah, it's not really going to mess with inflation. When the CBO looks over at it and says, yeah, this isn't really going to. And those are two organizations that are like, we desperately want this to change inflation.
Right.
Rhino, they're flat out telling us it ain't going to do that, even though it's named this.
Yeah, it was really funny because Bernie Sanders called it the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and then said, I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations, this bill will, in fact, have minimal impact on inflation. And the other thing that they were trying to do was they said that this will help reduce the entire problem when it came to our deficit, which it does not do as well. So, but that's not what really Bernie is after. He just didn't want this bill passed for one reason only. He wants to destroy the fossil fuel industry, and he didn't feel there was enough in there. Right. And he felt like we gave away a lot of provisions to the fossil fuel industry. That's where his biggest problem is.
Yeah, well, we gave a whole lot of help to the electric and you know, the EV, mm-hmm. green energy, a ton of loopholes there. And you got, you know, you got people like Pocahontas up in North Carolina that typically is all against loopholes for people. And yet, like, she's all on board for it. And like, none of it adds up. But and I think that's the point, is that even the people on the left who are in support of it and passed it still say that it's not going to do what it's supposed to do. So I question them. Like, what is your motive for voting yes? Because you're strong-armed into it?
It's very easy. And this is what it comes back to. They will pass legislation. They'll spend a lot. You get a whole lot of cronyism that goes on at the corporate level. And then once they realize or they know it isn't going to actually change anything, then they go, no. Let us do it again. We'll do it better this next time and spend more of your money.
Like socialism. They say, oh, yeah, it's not
working.
That's exactly right. Los, that's 100% correct.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But again, Bernie Sanders, his biggest problem with this is the lease sales for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, and then the other provisions that they've allowed there. But it's all based on the fact that they have to offer up for sale every year to oil and gas industries before the government could actually approve any kind of wind development offshore. 60 million acres of public waters must be offered up. So that's where Bernie Sanders is really upset about this program. It's not really about the fact that it's not going to help have any kind of impact on inflation. I don't think he really cares about that as well.
I
think it's more about destroying the fossil fuel industry in his mind. And again, this is something that we're not ready for and we're not able to do at this moment. I'm not all for finding a way to work on the environment. I think we all are in order to be better because, yes, are we putting more pollutants into the atmosphere? I'm sure we are a little bit, but is it going to really affect the way they're over-dramatizing this entire climate change? No, not even close. The world's not ending in 1,000 days. Calm down. And we all know that we need the fossil fuel industry. It's amazing how people sit there on their little iPhones and in their little plastic kayaks and getting all their plastic-made tents so they can, you know, survive off the land using only petroleum stuff the entire time. It's amazing to me.
We even say all the time, or we have scientists that point out that when a volcano explodes, it puts more pollutants into the atmosphere than most all of the cars and airplanes and trains on planet Earth. So are we going to stop the volcanoes from exploding too? Or are we including that in the problem or no? We're just saying, oh, this is man-made when we know that's not the case.
I was just going to say, Rhino, part of what was really cool on Friday was I got a chance to meet with someone who's running for the state house, and she's a geologist, spent 27 years doing that. And we'll get a chance to talk with her hopefully later this week. What was fascinating was to have a scientific discussion where somebody who is running for the Republican Party and running to be a state representative can basically debunk climate change within about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's that simple for them who actually follow this stuff, know it, and can describe it in a very simple fashion.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's all. We know that that's what the distraction is. It's to make us all feel bad, make us all be a part of this in one way or another to pass the new Green Deal. And this is the first step in doing that. They're not done. I mean, they have a lot more that they want to do. Like Bernie Sanders told us, he's not happy with the lease sales for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, and he'll continue to fight that in any way possible. This package was broken up and pushed through as the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, but there's more that they want to get done, and we should see it in more bills. They're going to try to get as many as they can in before midterms. Remember, we're, you know, less than 100 days before November 8th. They're going to try to push whatever they can and get anything else they can when it comes to the new Green Deal in other bills. They used a process called the budget reconciliation that would allow the Democrats to pass it with the simple majority since they had the vice president who would break the tie for them.
Yeah, and they did, and plowed and cheered and like they had accomplished something except damaging America.
Well, and ultimately that was the goal. And now you're also being able to weaponize the IRS. We talked about them being able to push to 80,000. Why?
87,000 new agents.
I ask you this.
Crazy.
What do you think happens when the IRS is recruiting at a higher level than the U.S. military.
Money.
Okay?
That, that tells you our principles and our
you see,
our
who's
strategies.
The enemy?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's not Russia. It's not China, right?
Yep.
It's the American citizens. You are their enemy. They are gearing up to come after you with 87,000 more auditors and employees. They're looking right at small business and right at middle America.
Yep.
They're coming after you.
Such
again, recruiting
point.
Higher than the U.S. military.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it. How many billionaires are there really in the country? Maybe less than 900 at this point that make, you know, that are considered billionaires. So if you only have less than 900 of them, why do you need 87,000 new IRS agents? It's exactly what Carlos just said. It's not about the rich paying their fair share. No, it's about the corporations paying their fair share. It's about you paying your fair share, the middle class, the small business owners. Yeah,
or more than your fair share.
Yeah, and you're actually paying more of it than anyone else.
Yeah, and I saw a tweet from this guy who is a clearly left-leaning. He's a financial advisor, financial planner, a tax guy. And he was like, well, if you're worried about this, just don't cheat on your taxes and everything will be just fine. Can you imagine if your accountant makes one mistake and then all of a sudden you get audited as if you've done something wrong and then they unleash on you?
That's the part that they're missing. It's not about, oh, I messed up on my taxes. It's just the fact that, hey, I don't like what this person is saying in the media or social media.
So we're going after
them. Let's audit them.
That's exactly right. We're going after them. Weaponizing is exactly what they do. They do it so well. When we come back on Extra 106.3 after the Fox News break, we'll jump into the winter of death. Could it be coming? Another winter of death 2.0? That's what Fauci says. We'll discuss it on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.